The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, Letter Number 5625, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Mavi, Tavshin Zay, Brooklyn, New York, Shalom Uvracham. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the 16th of Tammuz. I'm not sure what he was afraid. Apparently he was afraid that somebody is after him, going to do something to him. I've already written to you, the Rebbe says, you should stop fearing what a human being can do to you. Our God in heaven supervises on each and every one with a individual supervision. And Hashem is the essence of good. All what we need to do is to make those pipelines and the vessels to draw down and to receive those blessings, which is matters of Torah and mitzvahs. Stop worrying and being afraid of people. Make a vessel, make the pipeline to bring down those vessels that our Hashem, our Father, the good, who's good in essence. And when we're looking for additional blessing, we need to add in Torah and mitzvahs. Because it's through them, in them, and through them that we've received the blessed Hashem's blessings. So if you want more blessing, and he was worried about here, there, just don't worry about people. Worry about Hashem. And if you're in a situation where you need more blessings, increase more Torah mitzvahs to increase in your blessing. He writes about his wife, that in the middle of the night she gets up screaming and crying. What should he do? The Rebbe says they should check the mezuzahs in their home. And that his wife should give several coins for tzedakah before she lights the candles. And then every weekday in the morning. And before she goes to sleep, she should read the first portion of the Shema. And the Rebbe says not to eat hard to digest foods an hour or two before sleeping, not to eat these foods that are hard to digest. Those leave remnants, you know, while you're sleeping, and perhaps they bring along some of these discomforts or things that prompts, but whatever the case is. So the Rebbe says that as far as his wife is concerned, she gets up screaming and crying, check the mezuzahs to give some tzedakah before lighting the candles, and on every weekday in the morning, and to read the first portion of Shema, and not to eat difficult food to digest an hour or two before sleep. The Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to read that you participated in the Festival of Redemption in Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe prays that we should extend the joy and that encouragement, that arousal for Torah and mitzvahs for the whole year. The Rebbe ends with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So here the Rebbe writes him not to be afraid of people, but to trust Hashem, who is the essence of good and supervises on everybody in a specific supervision. And the Rebbe says, if you need additional blessing, you should increase Torah and mitzvahs. That's the pipeline for all the blessing. And then the Rebbe advises him for his wife to give some tzedakah every day in the morning and for Shabbos before lighting the candles. And read the first portion before Shema, not to eat difficult food. And the Rebbe was happy that he participated in the Fabrengen in Kfar Chabad.